Text 51554 and include the keyword Marty.
Neville, good morning.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
A little birdie. I'm very good. A little birdie tells me that you're going the Italian road today.
Who said that?
A birdie. A small bambino birdie.
Just because of you, my friend.
His name was Angelo. He was outside. He said, watch out for Nevin, he's gone Italian today. So what are you up to?
Well, we have two soups. It's a minestrone soup with some pesto.
Minestrone.
And then we have a chicken shiitake and a cannellini soup.
I'm glad you said that.
They're both really healthy, very quick. One is very different. With the minestrone soup, you know, I've made this in the cookery school. We do like a one day healthy, you know, the nation's food healthy, excuse me. It's based on my cookbook and also my cookery show.
Okay.
So we get maybe 14 people and this would be one of the soups that we make. And they love it because there's eating and drinking in it, excuse the pun.
Yeah,
so we have, we have olive oil just to cook off your vegetables, but one onion, diced carrots, celery, fennel bulb. Now, fennel is a beautiful ingredient and very underused. It's aniseed, it's kind of licorice-y, and it's a beautiful vegetable, so it is.
Okay.
So you cook them all off, a touch of chilli in that, two good cloves of garlic, and then I have two cans of tomatoes in this, vegetable stock, tomato puree. You let that cook off for about maybe 15, 20 minutes, and then into that, we're putting in spaghetti. Now, you don't have to put in spaghetti, you can put in a pasta called orzo. So in this recipe,
orzo.
We say, yeah, it's in the shape of rice, every supermarket has it now, and it's delicious. It cooks really quickly, because I sometimes put it into a vegetable soup with chicken for the twins, and they love it.
What is it?
So it's a pasta in the shape of rice. Orzo. O-R-Z-O.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, there's nothing added to it. It's
all
just plain pasta. So we're using spaghetti in this. You could use the fuselli and you could break it up in small little pieces. And you want the pasta, if you're going to do that for the spaghetti, about the size of your small finger.
Okay.
You kind of snap it, put it in. So you need to cook the pasta in the soup. So it takes start to finish about 20, 25 minutes to make this. You don't blend this soup. This is eating, drinking, texture, you name it. It ticks all the boxes. Towards the end, when you're pasta and vegetables are cooked, we're going to add in some fresh basil and some green beans, or you can use frozen peas, or you can use broad beans. Getting as much vegetables, getting as much texture in there. You could actually, if you had some leftover chicken, you could shred it in and bulk it up if you wanted.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it's really, really lovely. Don't have it too heavy, so you need to add more stock. I'm just using vegetable stock. You can use chicken stock for this. Absolutely no problem at all. There's no flour in this, but there is flour in the pasta.
Okay. And I'm just thinking, is that orzo? Is that Sardinian?
Fregola is Sardinian,
Sure.
Fregola is a small little round one. Orzo, I'm not sure what region. I should know, but I don't know.
No, you don't have to.
And we use it a lot in the restaurant, and it's beautiful. Just for your listeners, even with the orzo, if you get it, really nice in a salad, hot or cold, with some sun-dried tomatoes and some goat's cheese or some smoked salmon. It's beautiful.
Fabulous.
It's lovely and light, and it's easy to eat. You can bring it like for a little lunchbox and have it cooked, rinse cold water over it. Now, this is separate to the soup, excuse me. And then what you do is stop it from sticking and then toss it in a little pesto or dressing. Now, I haven't given you a recipe.
Just threw in there a side tangent recipe.
As we do.
Good man.
Serving this with some pesto and a little bit of sourdough bread, you can get some really good quality pestos. And if you look up, you know, your website, you'll get a lovely pesto recipe, which will be really quick and delicious when basil is in season.
Lovely.
Now, our next soup. Chicken, shiitake, these are mushrooms. cannellini beans, I'm only having the fun.
Yeah.
So these are dried shiitake mushrooms, but you can get them fresh. These are not a wild mushroom. These are an exotic mushroom. And they have a really beefy, kind of like a taste and texture to them. I love them. I think they're delicious. So this, we're using boneless chicken thighs, which are chopped and skinless and boneless.
Yes.
Or you can poach them whole and chop them afterwards. It doesn't really matter. So this is really easy because everything goes into the pot, apart from the beans, which I'll talk about in a minute. So you have your dried shiitake mushrooms. Just a little tip, if you're using dried mushrooms, not fresh, dried, you need to soak them in boiling water for about 15-20 minutes. That reconstitutes them, Marty, and it gives them, it plumps them up.
Lovely.
And with that, all that lovely liquid, we call the mushroom liquid or liquid broth, you put that into your soup. So don't waste that. Don't be throwing that down the sink. So chop your shiitake mushrooms, put that into your chicken stock, put your boneless chicken thighs, root ginger for a really, really delicious kick.
Oh, it's
very good. Very good for digestion and if you have a throat, sore throat. Harissa paste. This is a Moroccan paste.
Harissa.
You could use a chili paste if you want to, but harissa is more aromatic. There's cumin, there's fennel in it, and there's a little bit. They're hot red peppers of the air. So it's not going to burn them out. I promise you.
Yeah.
It's going to be really delicious and full of flavour.
Is there an alternative if anybody thought it was a bit?
I would probably use the chili paste. Might be too spicy, to be honest with you. Or you could get a sun-dried tomato paste if you wanted to.
Yeah. It's an alternative if people felt exactly. It's too much for me.
Exactly. But harissa paste, you can get small little jars now in the supermarkets, and it's lovely, lovely in couscous, lovely brushed over chicken or over pork or over fish.
So
it's not just for this recipe. I don't want people going out and buying a jar and then not using it for six months.
And going off.
Do you know what I mean?
Nevin's jar. That one I bought there.
They'll be sending me the bill for the refund. Soya sauce, 2 tablespoons of soya sauce. And I use a ketchup manis. It's a lovely sweet Indonesian soya sauce. And then we have a little bit of sugar for sweetness. So a little bit of palm sugar. So we have, which is gorgeous. So you put this all into the pot. Cook off your chicken. When your chicken is cooked, then what you do with a can, which is pre-cooked, cannellini beans. You can use berlotti. You can use lots of different beans, drained and rinsed, and then put them in at the end.
But again, healthy, nutritious as well for the time of year. But very, very healthy.
Very little dairy in this.
Yes.
There is just, you know, there's no cream or anything like that. You're getting texture from your cannellini beans, your mushrooms. You can put pak choi into this, and you're getting your protein from your chicken.
That's right.
And the chicken thighs, when they're boneless, when they're skinless, they're very lean and they're delicious and they're good value.
I'm trying
to think of something that's good value.
And you've said this to me before, and I agree, and you've said this to me before, and I'd be going chicken thighs because I always because being an only child, I was only ever given the white meat from the chicken.
Of course. Of course.
My poor father had to eat whatever was handed to him.
Love it.
So as a result, you know, you'd have to convince me, but the convincing would be in the eating, the trying and the testing, and that's how you try it out. That's gorgeous. That's 2 great ones. Well done, you.
Thank you.
So it's minestrone soup with pesto, which gives it that little bit of an old bite, chicken shiitake, and cannellini beans.
Cannellini bean. Well done. Good man.
Yes.
Now, have you anything Italian to play for us?
Cannellini. Oh, you've come to the right spot for that.
I certainly have.
Absolutely. I think it's...
And can I just say these two soups will keep for 5-6 days.
Will they?
You know, for your listeners, if they're going to work and they're thinking, oh, that sounds lovely, I'll bring that to work in a flask. No problem.
No problem at all. No problem.
Make them ahead and enjoy them. I wouldn't freeze them. I'd probably keep them in the fridge 4 or 5 days.
Four or five days. Yeah. That's a lovely idea.
Enjoy.
Well done, you. And safe journey home.
See you next week.
You too, my friend. God bless. Journey home to McNeans. And just a reminder again, Nevin is taking bookings now for 2022 at this stage. The place is doing so well.
Oh, you're someone.
Should give him a ring anyway and see what happens. Our recipe is obviously Marty in the Morning, RT Lyric FM, and that's where they are. That's terrific. I hear, where's Pavarotti when you need him? Oh, here he is.
God bless him.
The absolute great man. He was no stranger to a good dinner either.
I'll tell you, that's for sure. And a nice glass of red.
He did. He liked to live well.